In this video, I'll create a to-do list application from scratch and then AJAX enable that application using the Microsoft ASP.NET 2.0 extensions for AJAX. I'm going to use Visual Web Developer for this demo, but you can use the full version of Visual Studio also. So let's create a new website. Select the AJAX enable website template. We'll just call our application to-do list. And I'm going to get rid of the default .aspx page that gets generated for us so I can create one that uses a master page. But before I do that, let's set up a database to contain the task items. So we'll choose SQL database, and we're using SQL Express, so that's going to create an MDF file. We'll name the database tasks. This wants to create it in the app data folder, which is good. Now we need to add a table to our database. So we just add three fields. So first we'll add a task ID field, which is just a numeric identifier, so we'll make that an int type. Then we need a name for our task, so we'll just make that a character field. And last we want a status indicator that tells us whether or not the task has been completed, and since that's just a Boolean value, we'll make that a bit field. We want to set the task ID as the primary key for the table. And we want to make this an identity field, so it will auto-increment. And there you have it. That's all we need for the task table. So let's save that as tasks. And now we can go in and look at the table, and we'll just add a few sample records. So we'll say show data table, and we'll just add a few tasks that we can deal with as we move on in the demo. So we'll say install MS AJAX, which we'll mark as true because I've already done that. Build a to-do demo. I haven't finished that yet, so we'll mark that as false. And then let's add one more task. Let's build a C# version of the to-do list demos for our C# friends. And I haven't done that either, so we'll set that equal to false. And there we go. We've got some sample data that we can work with. So the next thing I want to do is I want to generate a data access layer that I can use to access that table. So let's add another new item, and we'll select a data set here, and I'll call it tasks data set. Select add, and it wants to put it in the app code folder, which is good. Now it's going to pop up the adapter wizard. We're going to use the tasks database. We'll use the default connection string, which will get stored in the web.config file. And then we can visually build the query using the query builder. We'll add our tasks table. And I'm going to select all three fields that we defined in that table. I want to add a filter to this query, though. I want to only select the tasks based on whether they're completed or not yet completed. So let's add a where statement and say where the complete field in the tasks table is equal to some parameter that we'll pass in that we'll call isComplete. And let's really quickly test that. Enter false, which should return two records. Alright, so our query works just fine. Let's go ahead. We don't want to fill the data table, but we do want to rename the method to be something more meaningful. So let's say get tasks by status, which is really what we're doing. Right, and then we can test this. We can test the adapter by saying preview data. Right, specify a valid parameter and click on preview. So super. Our data set is configured and working fine. Let's go ahead and save it. And now we can go out and add our master page and start to build our content. Before I do that, though, I'm going to write all the code from scratch, but I want to include an existing style sheet that I have and some images that go along with it. So I'll just drag those into the Solution Explorer. And now I can go ahead and add a new master page. I'm going to use CodeBehind. And here on my master page, I want to use the style sheet classes that are defined in this stylesheet.css file. So I'm going to drag that into the head section of my master page. And now down here, I can start to add content in my master page. And of course, a master page is used to define in one place some standard look and feel and maybe some standard behavior that we want to be inherited by all of the other pages in our website that derive from this master page. So to begin with, we'll just add a header section. So I'll say div class equal header. And then I'll just add a little h1 section. And since this application was originally written by Scott Guthrie, we'll still call it Scott's to-do list. The other thing that I want to do is I want to add a CSS class to this auto-generated div that contains the content placeholder where all of the content in the derived pages will be inserted. So let's just add a class here, and the name that's already defined in our stylesheet CSS file is content. So now let's go back into design mode, and we can see that we've got the sort of look and feel that we were interested in picking up from our CSS. So let's save our master page, and we can go ahead and add a new web page. So we'll just leave the name default.aspx, and I'm going to check select the master page. So when I add it, I can select the master page that we just declared, and now we can start writing content. So the first thing that we need is we need some way to provide the parameter into our query to select either the completed tasks or the active tasks. So to do that, we'll add a status indicator. So I'll just add a little text indicator here that says status. And let's provide this to the user by way of a ASP.NET drop-down list control. So let's grab a drop-down list and out of the toolbox and put that on our page. And now we can go ahead and configure it. So let's enable auto post back and add a couple of items. The first item is going to be the active tasks. And remember that active means that the complete column in our table is equal to false. So false is the value that we want to pass back to our stored procedure. And let's make the active task items the default view. And then we also want a selection to view the completed items. And remember, that completed means the complete column in the table is set to true. So let's make that value true. All right, and now we're ready to display the list of tasks that are returned based on the selection that the user makes in this drop-down list. So to do that, first I'll just add a little header section for the list of items. So I'll create a div. And call that to-do header, which is defined in our stylesheet file. And then in here, to-do list items. And now we can add the content of the list items itself. To do that, let's go down in our toolbox to the data section and grab a grid view, drop the grid view onto our page. Then we'll hop over into design mode, and let's choose a data source. We're going to create a new one, and we're going to create an object data source that can be used to go against the table adapter that we created. So we'll select our tasks table adapter. There's only one method name, so we'll leave that as the default. Now we need to specify where that parameter for our filter is going to be. So let's get that from a control. The control we're going to get it from is the drop-down list. And let's enable paging, sorting, editing. That'll do it. The other thing that we want to do here in our grid view is we want to do a little formatting and use some cascading style sheets. So let's format our code a little bit here, and then we can add the CSS that we want to do. So a couple of things that we want to do. First thing is we'll add a CSS class, and the CSS class that we want to use is called GridView. The next thing that we want to do is we want to add an alternating CSS class, and so we'll set alternating row style CSS class to be even, and this will make every other task item in the grid view have a little bit of a different appearance. So that'll be sort of a slick look and feel. The other thing that we want to do is let's set grid lines equal to none. So we'll turn those off so we get the sort of slick look and feel that we want. And I want to just format my code here so it's in keeping with the rest of our code. Okay. Next thing that we need is a way to insert new records. So below our grid view, let's add a new header area for adding a new task. And we'll say div class equals insert header. Add a new task. And then let's go back down into the data section of our toolbox and grab a details view. So let's pop that details view in. Hop over here. Select the data source, which is going to be the object data source. We're going to choose enable inserting. And we also want to go over into the properties and set the default mode equal to insert, since that's really what we want to do. The other thing that we want to do is we want to specify some CSS so that the add new task section looks like the rest of our page here. So notice that Visual Studio inserted default height and width for us. Let's get rid of that because we're going to pick those up from our CSS. And let's do that by adding a CSS stylesheet reference. CSS class equals, and details view is the CSS class name. Let's also go ahead and set grid lines equal to none here to keep that consistent look and feel. Now let's go ahead and run our application, see what we've got so far. So here's our UI. We toggle completed or active. We get the update. Notice full page refresh, which is what we're looking to avoid with Ajax. Let's add some tasks. Just to demonstrate paging. Let's almost there. And one more. So now you can see we have multiple pages, so we get all that sort of automatically. Insert works. And now we're ready to Ajax enable our application. So to do that, let's hop back over into source mode. And the first thing that we need to do is we need to add a script manager, and every page that's going to use Microsoft Ajax requires one and only one instance of the script manager. So let's pop that on the page. And now that we've got a script manager on the page, we can start to use the Ajax controls. So what we want to do first is we want to add an update panel. And an update panel is a server-side control that enables the common Ajax pattern of partial page update. So I can put the update panel on the page. Inside the update panel, I need to define a content template. Oops. Sorry, wrong control. Let's add an update panel, not update progress control. And then specify a content template. And then inside that content template, I can put any content that I want. In our case, I'm going to grab the grid view control that shows us the list of tasks. I'm going to put that inside the content template. And What this will do is cause any time that the content that's inside the content template generates a page postback, and which will cause some of the content in the user interface to be refreshed, the content that's inside the update panel will get updated, but none of the stuff outside the content panel will get updated. Now, we've got one sort of special thing that we need to do here, though, because we need to update the content that's in this update panel based on the user's selection in this drop-down list. So, and the drop-down list here is not inside our update panel. But that's not a problem. We just go into our update panel and specify a triggers collection, and then we can define an asynchronous postback trigger, and we want to trigger on the drop-down list control, and we're interested in the event name. Selected index changed. Close out our content, and that's it. Now we can run our application, and note if we change the status, we get the dynamic partial page update. That's very common for Ajax applications. That's exactly what we're going for, and we don't get the full page refresh. If we add a task though, and we click insert, notice now we get that whole page, that whole page refresh, and that's not what we want. So let's add one more update panel to handle the add new task section. So to do that, let's go over here, go down to our Ajax extensions controls, and add another update panel. All right, and I want to drag the whole details view inside my content template. One other little addition that we have to make here, though, is we don't want to update the content in other update panels. So we're only interested in updating this update panel when it's activated and an event is fired from inside this update panel that should cause some content to be updated. So to do that, let's go into the update panel's parameters and specify the update mode, which we want to set equal to conditional, right? So it'll only get fired when an appropriate event is fired from inside this update panel, right? And so now we can run our application. Right? And if we go down and we add a new task and select insert, notice that nothing on the page other than our add new task panel gets updated, and that's because this new task appears on the second page. So if we go over to the second page, we see Joe's other tasks as we just entered it. Right. So here we've very quickly Ajax enabled this application, so we have the really slick Ajax look and feel that we were going for. So that's great, but let's add one more thing. Since Ajax programming often means a conversation between the client and the server, maybe we should provide a little feedback to the user that in case there's some network latency going on. So we can do that very easily by adding an update progress control instance from the Ajax extensions toolbox. So just up under our drop-down list, let's add an update progress control. And I'm just going to create a little space for ourselves here. And inside the progress control, we want to create a progress template, right? Just a container for some of our code, what we want to be displayed here. And here we'll just I'll create a little div where I can define the CSS class, so the style that I want, which is called progress. And then inside that div, let's do a couple of things. First, we'll add a little text updating. The other thing is it's common practice to include an image file, so we'll add the status indicator, which is an image file here, also inside our div. Now, that's all the code that we need, but because I'm running this application on localhost, there might not be enough delay in response time for us to actually see this progress update panel. So I'm going to just add some simulated network latency, and you certainly don't want to do this at home. But I'm going to go into my object data source and add an updating event handler. And then here, I'm just going to add a call to the system.threading.thread.sleep method, and just put this to sleep for 2 seconds, so we'll simulate that network latency. Again, you don't want to do that in your production application, of course. Now if I go in and edit one of these tasks and click on update, there you can see we get that nice slick updating status, and when the return comes back from the server, our page is refreshed, and that's it. That's all it takes to build this application and then add the AJAX partial page update style programming that's common with AJAX applications using the ASP.NET extensions for AJAX.